الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن سن بسنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، My dear sister brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We always share together. If you have any confusion about any topic in Islam, we sit down together and we, inshaAllah ta'ala, clear it for all of us. Personally, I like to learn about you, inshaAllah ta'ala, to open this discussion, inshaAllah ta'ala, to clear the idea for the brothers. About any idea in Islam, you have any questions, all the time remember we are here to help each other and to clear it inshaAllah. And remember, our school here, it is the school of all the schools. We don't elect anyone over the others, but we tell you and explain to you based to what we have in the Quran and Sunnah. And remember the base and the sources for all Muslims, the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and all of these ulama, those who came later, may Allah reward every one of them, or any one of them, to explain for us the Sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the confusion which is a Muslim faith in this life. This question I received it a lot from a number of the brothers about as-Sunan al-Ratiba, aw al-Mu'akkada. The Sunnah Ratiba or Mu'akkada. And we need to clear this word first, before we go for the question. Sunnah Mu'akkada means the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did it in all his life. Sunnah Mu'akkada or Sunnah Ratiba. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recommended, and he did it himself, and the Sahaba after him, they did it. And all of the ulama and the scholar of the Muslim, they explained it to us and they did it. And all of us as a Muslim, we follow the footsteps of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and all the Sahaba kiram. And what is our scholar explaining to us? Sunnah ratiba mu'akkada mean the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did it, as we explained it. And the issue here, if we speak about sunnah mu'akkada, it is obligation or is still desirable, high recommended from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The issue are, is we have two different opinions. The Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, the great alim in Islam, he said sunnah mu'akkada means obligation. It will be obligation, wajiba. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah. The majority of the ulama, they take the other side, majority of the ulama, they said, no, it's not wajiba. It's not obligation. It is not obligation, but it's highly recommended because the Prophet, he did it, but he did not obligate you to do it. And the reason they have a reason for that, somebody entered the masjid and he found that Allah has been established, the fard. And you right away, you join the imam. For fard, and you pray with the imam in fard, and you miss the four rak'ah or the two rak'ah, we will explain this four or two, before the zuhr, or any sunnah, ratiba, you oblige, it means you are a sinner, wajiba, mean if you don't do it, it will be what? You will be what? Guilty, sinner. So that is the question the ulama put for us. If you put it in the sunnah wajiba, meaning whoever doesn't do it, he will be sinner, he will be guilty. But that is the question we need to answer. And the ulama give one hadith to show you if it's obligation or desirable. Mu'akkada. One hadith in Bukhari. The man who came and asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told him, Ya Rasulullah, أصلي الصلوات الخمس. I pray the five parts. هل علي من شيء؟ I pray all the five parts. is there any obligation besides this work? The Prophet ﷺ answered, this is in Bukhari, Hadith Abdullah ibn Zahid. قَالَ لَا There is no any obligation besides the farz. Obligation is means commanded. Obligation, you have to make it. Recommended, highly recommended, you must do it. إِلَّا أَن تَتَطَوَّعَ The Prophet, he adds in the end of the hadith, that's why I told you many times, don't rush to the conclusion, you must understand the whole idea. Sometimes you need to couple a hadith in order to understand the fiqh. It's not one hadith and you jump, here is, I have the evidence, take it easy. The ilm, you need to be patient. You need to understand the actually the whole topic. So the Prophet, he cleared for the man, he said, La, there is nothing obligation, no command, more than the five parts, and he added a word in the end of the hadith, Illa an tatatawwa, except with contribution. That means the sunnah rafida, the sunnah mu'akkada, or the nafila, the watr, everything will be under the category of contribution. Illa an tatatawwa, the Arabic word, except with the contribution. This means he obligates only the five parts. But al-Imam rahimahullah Abu Hanifa said, the sunnah rafida, the sunnah mu'akkada are obligation. The other all of the ulama, they say not obligation, but it's recommended. Because if you don't do it, you will be sinner. They take it out from this. They say it's recommended. You must do it. The Prophet, he did it all his life. You have to do it in order to gain reward. But if I miss it, you are guilty or not. Somebody missed it four rak'ah before book. Somebody entered the Maghrib and he put the car double bark. And he entered the Majlis and he prayed the Maghrib and he left. Can we tell him you are a sinner? Because he did not pray the two rak'ah after the Maghrib? No, because there is that something here. That's actually to clear it. Now, I will join a share with you two hadith today to show you the confusion between the brothers, because they asked me this question a lot. Two hadith. And both of them are in Bukhari. And the first hadith is Abdullah ibn Umar رضي الله عنهما وارضاهما The son of Umar ibn Khattab حضرت Abdullah ibn Umar And who's Abdullah ibn Umar? The greatest scholar in Islam called Faqih Ahl al-Madina After the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم All the Sahaba they come to Abdullah ibn Umar and they stop Nobody actually could proceed or anything because they consider him Faqih That's why in fitna between Ali and Uthman, in a time in fitna, the people focus in Abdullah ibn Umar. Because the people, the Muslim became divided. They asked Ali ibn Abi Talib to give the murder of Uthman. Ali radiallahu, he doesn't know. So the people, they focus in Abdullah ibn Umar. If Abdullah ibn Umar will take action, they will follow him. That's why Ali, he was worried so much from Abdullah ibn Umar. Because why? Not because he has power, not because he's a strong, no, because of his ilm. People in Islam would be measured according to the ilm, the knowledge which they carry. Now, of course, the taqwa. So Abdullah ibn Umar, the first hadith, I need you to concentrate with me, because you're going to teach that to your children. You're going to teach it to your wife, to the brother of Islam. So here we clear it inshaAllah ta'ala. Abdullah ibn Umar said, حَفِصْتُ عَنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فِي الْحَضَرِ عَشْرُ رَكْعَاتِ I learned it from the messenger of Allah صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ in the city or in a prison as a resident. 10 rak'ah or sunnah ratibah, sunnah mu'akkada. We say that هذا هو عبد الله بن عمر رضي الله عنه وارضاه. And this hadith in Bukhari remember. The most authentic book. Which all the whole entire ulama from day one until the last day in this life, they agreed upon. He said, 2 rak'ah before dhuhr. Look at this. And the confusion I'm going to explain it to you. 2 rak'ah before dhuhr. Nothing before asr, nothing after asr. 2 rak'ah after the Maghrib. Count it with me. two rak'ah, when he mentioned the two rak'ah after the Maghrib, and he mentioned, وَكَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ يُصَلِّيهَا فِي الْبَيْتِ. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to break these two rak'ah in his house. When he left the masjid, and he performed these two rak'ah in his house. Two rak'ah after Isha, and he asked, he break the two rak'ah in his house. So how many rak'ah we have here now? Why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to break Sunnah al-Maghrib, Sunnah al-Isha, the two rak'ah after, Maghrib, two rak'ah after Isha, in his house, because he has a hadith. قال لا تجعلوا بيوتكم كالمقابر. Don't make your house like a cemetery, يا شيخ. Don't make your house like a cemetery. You break everything in the masjid. Make some your house to be alive with the also sunnah. The Prophet, he made the two rak'ah for Maghrib, two rak'ah for Isha in his house. So how many rak'ah we can connect to Shah Abd Rashid now? No, no. Two rak'ah before book, two rak'ah after book. That's four. Two rak'ah after Maghrib, two rak'ah after Isha. How many rak'ah? Two rak'ah before Fajr. So how many rak'ah? Ten. Who said that? Where is the hadith is? Bukhari Sharif. Fine. You're good. May Allah reward you. Second hadith. Al-Mu'mineen Aisha, radiallahu anha wa arda. She mentioned this hadith, recorded it, narrated by her. From Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, who is the best one to transfer the sunnah from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam more than anyone? Aisha, because she saw the Prophet inside the house. You and that is the Sahaba, they couldn't see him. But she saw, she recorded it. The Lord was there, he's there for this ummah. Radiallahu anha wa ta'ala, she said, كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حديث البخاري والإمام الترمذي والإمام النسائي. السكن حديث عائشة كان لا يدع أربعا قبل الظهر وركعتي قبل الغداء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم من بخاري قلت شرع عائشة reported. She said he never leave four ركعة before الظهر and two ركعة before فجر. That's it. That's the hadith. So, how many rak'ah now? The last four, the rak'ah. But she mentioned specific, the confusion here comes because Salat al-Zuhr. Remember, Abdullah ibn Umar, he said two rak'ah before Umm al-Mu'mineen in this hadith. She said, how many rak'ah? Four. Five. Let's open this dialogue. Because the Prophet, look at the hadith and the concentrate. He never lived four rak'ah before Dhuhr or two rak'ah before Fajr. Right. Let me see. Is there any conflict between the two hadith? Seems from answer, yes. Because Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar said two before Dhuhr. All the other salari they are agree. Except this Dhuhr before Dhuhr. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar said two, Ummul Mu'mineen Aisha, she said four. And this is, the question is there any conflict between the two hadiths? The answer is no. It's outer seems it is conflict between both of them. But let me tell you about the discussion. The ulama opened discussion for almost like 15, 20 pages about this issue. I transfer the discussion from the ulama, and we have the conclusion, of course, in the end. Let's see that. Okay. The word of the ulama. We need to talk about ulama. That's the Timbanin of the Prophet, the scholar who came after them, and the scholar of the ummah until today, which they learn from the previous scholar, the Sahaba, and the great Imam in Islam. Now, number one. Possible. Ummul Mu'mineen, when she mentioned her hadith, she said, he never left four rak'ah before Dhuhr. Concentrate with me. The first tradition between the ulama, he could break these four rak'ah in his house before he comes to the masjid. Possible or not? Concentrate about it. Don't make yourself like solid. Be flexible to understand the ilm. Because the ulama sometimes, some of the scholar or imam, they have a solid mind right away, decision. Islam is not like that. Because she said, she mentioned, the Prophet, he never lived 4 rak'ah before Dhuhr. What is this 4 rak'ah? That is the question is. Because we have a different suggestion here. The first opinion of the ulama says, maybe this 4 rak'ah is what he prays the 4 rak'ah in his house before he comes to the masjid. So that means they describe it as individual 4 rak'ah nafila in his house before he comes. Impossible. Why? Because the ulama, they give another hadith. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Sa'id. Abdullah ibn Sa'id mentioned it. This hadith is Imam Ahmad, Imam Tirmidhi, rahimahumullah. He said that Abdullah ibn Sa'id said, reported hadith from the Prophet ﷺ, that the Prophet ﷺ used to, كان صلى الله عليه وسلم يصلي أربعا بعد أن تزول الشمس ساعة الله تبارك وتعالى ترفع فيها الأعمال إلى الله. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم وأحب أن يرفع عملي في هذا الوقت بعمل صالح. عبد الله بن سعيد ولد الكمباني he mentioned in أحمد أن ترمذي he said the prophet he mentioned another hadith he said that صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to pray for rak'ah before dhuhr and he said that Allah opened the gate of the heaven بعد الزوال. زوال مين وقت؟ زوال الشمس. مين when the sun will be in the middle of the sky. This is not the time of dhuhr. زوال مين that the sun will go toward to the west 1 hour. That's only the time of زوال. That is the time of dhuhr. When you see the sun in the middle of the sky, this is not the time of the dhuhr yet. Zawal means when the sun will be inclined towards the west equal to 1 hour. That's how the Prophet ﷺ described it in the Sunnah, meaning that is the time of Dhuhr. So the Prophet he mentioned in Hadith to Abdullah ibn Sa'id, he used to pray for rak'ah after the Zawal because he cleared Allah will open the heaven, the gate of the heaven, to accept all the good deeds, and I love my Allah, my Lord, to accept my deed in this life. So, the first opinion, when Aisha, she said, 4 rak'ah before dhuhr, the first opinion and the suggestion of the ulama, this 4 rak'ah could be individual, because he said that the gate of the heaven will be open, and Allah accept all the good deeds in this time, so I love my Allah tubarak wa ta'ala to accept my deeds. So that's the first obedience. Can I continue and complete all of it? Fine. Barakallah fi. The Shaykh he gave us also, this is 4 rak'ah, it's straight or top. No, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam he said in another hadith, qala, salatu matna matna. Two in the nafila, two all the time. So it's preferred to make it two because there are another hadith for them. May Allah reward the Shaykh Haidar, inshallah. Fine. Second opinion, because she said 4 rak'ah. This inshallah ta'ala will be in our internet inshallah for review. Second, the second opinion that he said that by the hadith Aisha he used to pray 4 rak'ah. Possible. In the other suggestion that he breaks two in his house and when he comes to the masjid he brings another two. Is that possible or not? To bring the 4 rak'ah? Possible or not? Yeah. Possible. That's why if Hadith Abdullah ibn Umar, when he saw the Prophet ﷺ, he saw where? In the masjid. So he recorded from the Prophet ﷺ 2 rak'ah only in front of him in the masjid. But Aisha she said 4. So is it possible that Aisha, she said 2 rak'ah in his house and 2 rak'ah in the masjid, both of them are 4. That is the second opinion. Third opinion. The ulama said it's possible he did sometimes 4 and he did sometimes 2. So when he made 4, Aisha she reported it 4 and when he made 2 sometimes, he reported what? 2, like Abdullah ibn Umar. Remember, because if the Prophet ﷺ said, Aisha, she said, he never left 4 rak'ah before dhuhr. She did not say, where? Where is that happened? Like, هجيب ولا ده حديث ده برافت صلى الله عليه وسلم على الشيخ عبد الله الإمام الأص قولي الإمام الأص طبعا وديس حديث بفور وزن أكلاف بفور لئن يقف أحدكم أربعين خيرا له من أن يمر من بين يدي المصلي It's better for you إذا حديث كم ده برافت صلى الله عليه وسلم It's related to إمام أحمد وكذبين دولة تاعي It's better for you to stand up for it And he said, 40, I should shout at only. He said, 40, better than you back ball between the hand of what? The one who is break. يَمُرُّ مِنْ بَيْتِ That is actually, anybody not allowed to break, to back by, and the cup, the salah of your brother, it's better, the Prophet said, it's better for you to stand up 40. Better than you back by between the two hands of the مصلي. It means, That's why the sutra, we say the sutra equal to what? One arm like this. After the arm, yes, you could bat. But between, before you end, before the hand, before the whole arm, you have to stop him. Stop him. So the Prophet is saying it's better for you to stand up for him. Better than you bat by and you cut the salah of your brother. Actually, that's the one who has no sutra. So when the Prophet said for him, Stand up 40. Is that 40 days? Is that 40 weeks? Is that 40 months? Is that 40 years? Nobody in 40 hours. Nobody knows. So in general, in general, he said 40. Meaning what? If you understand the Arabic language, it means don't ever back by from the hand. Of the hand of what? يَغُرْ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ الْمُصَلِّي To back by from between the hand of the Muslim. Why we take one arm? Because that's what your body going to prostrate. At the end of the sujood, if you extend your hand like this, that means the final destination of your body to make sujood. Therefore, you are not allowed to pass between. And anybody trying to pass and insist to pass, You have to fight against him because he's the shaitan. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said. So the hadith all the time carry general meaning. Therefore, we need to understand this. Aisha, she said, for he never left for rak'ah before the zuhr. Is this sunnah mu'akkada? Is this four rak'ah contribution nafila? Is this he had two rak'ah in his house? And when he comes to the masjid, he makes another two. Because we need to put the two hadith together. Abdullah ibn Umar said two. Before book. Aisha, she said he never left four rak'ah before. What is this four rak'ah is? What is the four rak'ah? It is in the pillar? Or this is the sunnah mu'akkada? Or he makes it two in his house and he comes to the masjid, he makes another two? That's another suggestion. So, Conclusion is, what is the ulama, the majority of the ulama? When they took this to, they say the fixed hadith which is sure 100% sunnah mu'attada, hadith Abdullah ibn Umar. The obligatory salah, I mean the whole mu'attada to rak'ah before zuhr. And they carry the other four rak'ah as a nafila. Because the Prophet ﷺ said another hadith. He said, whoever pray four rak'ah before zuhr, four rak'ah after zuhr, four rak'ah before zuhr, four rak'ah after zuhr, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will save his body from the hellfire or forbid the fire to catch his or to burn his body in the hereafter, in the day of judgment, subhanAllah. So, the conclusion is, Because there was no conflict between the two hadiths. And some of the ulama said, Hadith al-Rijal could be stronger more than Hadith al-Nisa. When they make search and they put Hadith of the woman and the Hadith of men, the ulama make tarjih. What means tarjih in the scale? To make it heavier more than the other one. To make it stronger more than the other one, they took Hadith of the men. The hadith of the men, even if she's our mother, even so and so, that woman was remembered. that I'm explaining to you, what is the ulama opinion? The ulama opinion. Therefore, in general, Abdullah ibn Umar said two rak'ah. Aisha, when she mentioned the four, it could be possible four individual rak'ah. That's beside the two rak'ah in the masjid. That's beside the two rak'ah in the masjid. That means the Prophet is making four. Four plus two. It's possible. And that's what the ulama make it tarjih like this. It's possible that he make this four rak'ah because the Prophet is saying whoever pray four rak'ah before Zuhr, meaning actually Allah will open the gate of the heaven to accept al-amal al-salih, and the Prophet, he worried too much about this four rak'ah, so he make it individually four rak'ah. And when he comes to the masjid, he prays the four rak'ah, which Abdullah ibn Umar mentioned it in the hadith as a mu'akkada. But the other four rak'ah, it is the what? Contribution, nafila. The Prophet did it. It's not obligation. Is not, because if it will be under the category of obligation, whatever doesn't do this for rak'ah, he will be guilty or not guilty. Yes, he will be guilty. So don't say it's obligation for rak'ah. It is recommended. It is from the act of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's desirable to pray this for rak'ah as a nafila. But the other two before the Dhuhr, it is mu'akkada. The Prophet, he never lifted. It's highly recommended. Do it, but it's still, it's not obligation, because if you make it obligation, you will be guilty. Only obligation in Islam in general, the five fard salah. And I give you the proof. If you miss any two rak'ah or four rak'ah before Dhuhr, or two rak'ah after Maghrib, and you don't have, and you lifted this two rak'ah, are you guilty? You gonna go to Jahannam because it is not? No. Everything in Islam, including the mu'akkada, are desirable, is not obligation. Because the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ, when the man asked him, I pray the five parts, do I have another obligation? He said no. Except with the contribution. Even the mu'akkada is the contribution. Even the nafila is the contribution. The whole salah in mu'akkada and nafila are desirable, recommended. Do never leave it, but don't make it like fard. Fard is fard, sunnah is sunnah. That's what the ulama describe it in the end. So inshallah ta'ala we'll take a class and conclusion in the end. For rak'ah is nafila. And the Prophet ﷺ, when you pray, he says the most recommended two. And when you come to have intention to stand up before the Dhuhr of the Fard, you pray two rak'ah. Inshallah ta'ala, this will be the mu'akkada and known. Can I pray if I miss it? If I miss this nafila or this, can I pray after? Yeah. Because Umm al-Mu'minin Aisha also said, the Prophet, when he missed the two rak'ah after Dhuhr, he prayed this two rak'ah after Asr. And sometimes the four rak'ah before Dhuhr, he prays after Asr. After that, after Dhuhr. And this will lead us again to another question. The Prophet says, there is no salah after Asr. No salah after what? That only if you stand up and you need to increase the contribution. But if you have mu'akkada, the Prophet needs to do it, you have right even to do it in the forbidden time, which is the people cannot pray like the pray before the Maghrib, after the Fajr. There is no Salah after the Fajr, but if you miss Sunnah Mu'akkada, you still you could do it in the forbidden time, and the denied, the undesirable time was for the Salah. So like somebody will enter the Masjid for Salat al-Maghrib, and when you enter the Masjid, what you should pray? Tahiyyatul Masjid. Now I have 5 minutes for Maghrib. And the Prophet said exactly, لا صلاة قبل المغرب فإن الشمس تبرز عند قرني شيطان. It is a forbidden time to pray because the time will fit between the two horns of the shaitan. It is an undesirable time to pray. But can I pray تحية المسجد? Yes, pray تحية المسجد. You don't bring صلاة by yourself, contribution by yourself, but تحية المسجد is sunnah مؤكدة or not? Yes. So you could do it even in the undesirable time or the forbidden time for the salah. You could do it because this is mu'akkada. The Prophet did it. And the proof, the Prophet ﷺ, when he missed the 2 rak'ah after the dhuhr, he repeated after the asr. When he missed the 4 rak'ah before the dhuhr, he repeated after the asr. That means he broke the law of no salah after asr because this is mu'akkada. Mu'akkada is important. He did it in all his life and in himself he did it. But you must repeat it? No, you cannot repeat it. But if you repeat it, you'll be rewarded. If you don't repeat it, inshallah ta'ala, you are not guilty. Allah will not gonna punish you in Jahannam, and a'udhu billah. That's what Allah tabaraka ta'ala a'lam. Inshallah ta'ala. The class is over for the brother. He needs to leave, inshallah. And I am gonna have 50 years in your coach, inshallah ta'ala. Yeah. Yeah. If you enter the Hajj, you still have sunnah mu'akkada, the Prophet did it, to pray the 4 rak'ah before. So when you enter the masjid, you call it tahiyyat al-masjid. Fine. When you enter, you still have time. Stand up and pray what? The dhuhr has a priority intention because I have 2 minutes. 3 minutes. Can I pray tahiyyat al-masjid or 2 rak'ah mu'akkada for dhuhr? Is another question. Is that not clear? 2 rak'ah for dhuhr. Because the 2 rak'ah for dhuhr are priority. It's a mu'akkada. It's in the desirable to pray the 2 rak'ah. So when you have between the 2 mu'akkada, which one is the stronger actually in Islam? The 2 rak'ah for dhuhr. Do the 2 rak'ah for dhuhr. But if you have time, make it 2 for tahiyyat al-masjid and another time, 2 for another tahiyyat al-masjid. And if you have time, go and make 4 rak'ah contribution because Allah tabaraka ta'ala will take your body from the hellfire if you make this 4 rak'ah contribution. But the question we're talking about is this is obligation, nothing obligation after the fall. It's desirable, it's contribution. Yes.
The question is, I understand ahead of time, half an hour until then. Should I pray 4 rak'ah in the masjid? I should pray 4 rak'ah in the home.